My name is Ian Underwood, and I'm the straight member of the group.
Wowie zowie.
1 month ago, I heard the Mothers of Invention at the theater. I heard them on two occasions, and on the second occasion, I went up to Jim Black, and I said, I like your music, and I'd like to come down and play with you. 2 days later, I came up to the recording session, and Frank Zappa was sitting in the control room. I walked up and said, how do you do? My name is Ian Underwood, and I like your music, and I'd like to play with your group. Frank Zappa says, what can you do that's fantastic? I said, I can play alto saxophone and piano. And he said, all right, whip it out.
eat your greens. Don't forget your beans and celery. Don't forget to bring your big ID. Eat a bunch of these magnificent.
Thank you. okay? Now, if you still want to get your name in magazines, he wants $500 a month.
Where does it come from? We work one gig this month. And now, so what do we get? $200 for this gig up here, if we're lucky? If we're lucky, we'll get $200. And it'll be 2 weeks before we get it, probably. I mean, after all, what is all this shit in the newspaper? If we got such a big name, how come? We're starving, man. This fucking band is starving. No. And we've been starving for 3 years. I realize it takes a long time, but goddamn, does it take another 5-10 years from now?
There's some months when you're not going to work as much as other months. There's some months when you're going to make a lot of money. And if you average it out, you do make more than $200 a month.
Expenses are sure high, too. If we'd all been living in California, it would have been different.
If we'd all been living in California, you wouldn't work at all.
That's true. Well, we're not working now anyway. We worked one gig this month, Frank. What's wrong with getting 2 months in a row of this good money? Or 3 months in a row, then we can afford to take 3 or 4 months off, and everybody can, after the first month, I can get just enough ahead, but if I had 2 more months, man, I'll get ahead. Because I'm not living very extravagantly, I'll tell you for sure.
When do we eat?
And escaping from your mouth, the hair escaping from your nose.
Escaping from my ears, the hair escaping from my ears.
The name of this song is King Kong. It's a story of a very large gorilla who lived in the jungle. And he was doing okay until some Americans came by and thought that they would take him home with them. They took him to the United States and they made some money by using the gorilla. Then they killed him.
It can't happen here. It can't happen here. I'm telling you, my dear, that it can't happen here. Because I've been checking it out, baby. I've been checking it out a couple of times. Oh, darling, it's important that you believe me.
Thank you. preacher, or you have a phone to me. Otherwise, I'm a policeman.
Tonight on KBOO Portland, where every Mother's Day weekend we play the Mothers of Invention from midnight until 6 a.m. Most of the stuff you're hearing tonight is not something you can go out and buy. So if you have any questions about some of the stuff you've heard, you can call us at 503-231-8187 and we'll try our best to answer your question. We'll be here till 6 a.m. Getting kind of thirsty.
get to you after a while. Hell. Hello. Hello? Welcome. Well, come. Bonjour et bonsoir, mesdames, messieurs, les enfants, tous les voisins, tous les amis, les garçons, les filles. Is this the community calendar for 8, 12, 16, 24, 17, 18, 19? Coming right up this yesterday, a great event will be held like a baby in your arms, right on the corner of my eye, left on the one-way street. Don't miss it. There'll be floating electrons, ions, cinnamon buns, angry Huns, and much, much more. Rain or shine, bring your toe shoes. For more information, call out loudly.
Et vous retournez le disque et mettez l'autre face.
Then, the very next day, something green and slightly large will drop down from the yawning chasm into your lapdog lightly. A good time is guaranteed for all species of crow, all manner of soup, all equatorial igloos fall behind autumn, ketchup. Just one block north of the axis of your dreams, on the 45,000 block of ice cream vendor overturning her truck, music melting. Sliding scale not suitable for those with vertigo. Dial us up at UUUUUUXYZ dead ahead.
January, February, March, July,
Wednesday,
August,
Irwindale,
2:30 in the afternoon,
Sunday, funny car,
Walnut.
Crotchety old children and baby-faced vermin are invited to Mewling Snakes and Jello Mold Granite for a fantastic holiday fun for the hole in the wall. Experience unnecessary. Attendance all but nothing. Shows start at 10 in the afternoon. Chimneys sweep, dogs heap, buses run amuck and mire. Water down or call us up a tree, a bunch of hacks, screaming butter at 2-3-1. 3-1-2-1-2-3-2-1-2-3-2. Regardez le ciel. Demandez-vous, le mouton, oui ou non, a-t-il mangé la fleur? Et vous verrez comme tout change. Aucune grande personne, aucun artiste, aucun auteur, musicien ne comprendra jamais que ça a tellement d'importance. And finally,
I looked into an hourglass, like past the
moon. Come here, say, do, be, this day only at the, in the, on the, are you tired of, come take a load off. We'll try you out, set you up, get you off. Go on, stop by. You're welcome. By my green candle, this is Calendar Surreal on KBOO Portland.
Thank you.
So you see all the people are cheering because it was before, not too long before Frank died, he got a chance to perform, to conduct a group that performed some of his original music flawlessly, as he felt anyway. And so he was already well dosed. His body was well taken up by a lot of the cancer that later on took him, prostate cancer. And he was looking very old. He aged quite a bit during this period of time. He was working with the Ensemble Moderne, but that was the first album put out by Ensemble Moderne, and it was called The Yellow Shark. At least I think that was their first record. And they did a lot of work on that, and then, as you heard there, performed it live, but what you couldn't see was Frank Zappa conducting. A great moment in the life of Frank Zappa, who we are honoring as we do every Mother's Day weekend here on the outside world all night long and for at least another hour. And if the Cowboys don't show up, then we'll play Lonesome Cowboy Bert. The phone number is 503-231-8187, as someone over there notices. But sometimes when we're on the microphone, we can't always answer the phone.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Can I request a song?
Is it done by the Mothers of Invention?
No, it's done by Frank Zappa off of the album Thing Fish.
Hmm.
Are you familiar with that one?
Hmm. Yes, we are.
Okay. If you could play something off of that. Perhaps the song He's So Gay.
Hmm.
Off of Thing Fish.
Are you feeling that way tonight, sir?
No, sir. I'm not. I'm 100%. Well, 99.9% heterosexual.
It's that 0.1%.
Exactly.
That you got to keep your eye
that's
on.
What gets
Use
you,
it man. As your guide.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yes.
So anyway, something off the Think Fish, man, because you guys are playing the Yellow Shark. I mean, when is that ever on the radio?
Yeah.
Well, it's been an awesome.
When have you ever been on the radio? This
and
is community radio.
Fear. He's so gay.
You can't hear me anymore.
Up.
Okay, yeah. Thanks for calling.
Okay, and Lonesome Cowboy Bert would be swell as well.
Okay.
You know, as you guys
Lonesome
said.
Lonesome Cowboy Bert.
Okay, thank
you're
you so,
so
much
gay.
For playing a whole lot of Frank, and man, it just makes me want to give more money to K-Boo.
I'm glad. I'm glad it makes you want to do something.
Okay, guys. Take care.
Also by request, we have the moment at the Fillmore East when Zappa and the Mothers... we're joined on stage by Yoko Ono and John Lennon. John Lennon on electric guitar and Yoko on all sorts of squealing and screaming in her bag. The Mothers and John and Yoko here on the outside world. A couple minutes before 5 a.m. KBOO Portland. You can turn this up really loud now. That is Don Preston on keyboards, who is still touring as a grandmother.
know whether you can tell what the words are to this song, but there's only two of them, and I'd like to have you sing along because it's real easy. Anybody who comes to the Fillmore East can sing this song. The name of the song is Scumbag. Okay? And all you gotta do is sing Scumbag. Right on, brothers and sisters. Let's hear it for the Scumbag. Good night, boys and girls.
Listen closely. This is a real demon possession.
Susie?
Yes.
Susie cream cheese? This is the voice of your conscience, baby. I just want to check one thing out with you. You'll mind it.
What?
Susie cream cheese. Honey, what's got into you?
This is the engineer. I hope you don't mind. We're working on the equipment. We're trying to get the frequency in better. So, you know, we're just going to... You're listening to KBOO, the smooth jazz station. Yeah. Okay. So don't call me because I don't like to take calls from people, okay? Please don't call me at 503-231-8187, okay? We're just working on the equipment here. And by the way, that was Frank Zappa with John Lennon and Yoko Ono live at the Fillmore East Auditorium, 1971. This is Mother's Night. We'll be here till 6 a.m.
stroke can be and how bad a stroke can be. And how much fun it can be. How good a stroke can be and how bad a stroke can be. And how much fun it can be. How good a stroke can be.
Of that number was just to provide some sort of warm-up trash before we do something heavy. Something a little bit harder to listen to, but which is probably better for you in the long run. The item in this instance, which will be better for you in the long run, is some ballet music. Thank you.
Festum Bulvus.
Festum Bulvus. Festum Bulvus.
That's right, the mascara snake. Festum Bulvus.
Bulbus also tapered.
Yeah, but you've got to wait until I say.
Also, a tin teardrop.
Oh, Christ.
Again.
Festum Bulvus.
That's right, the mascara snake. Festum Bulvus. Also, a tin teardrop.
Bulbus also tapered.
That's right.
Thank you.
go out there and give them everything that I can, because I know they need to be entertained. They need to have a good time. And if I can give them a good time, I'm going to do it. And I expect the same thing from the members of the band. That's why I complain if they use drugs, because it puts them in a situation where they're not only exposed to legal action, like somebody could cart them away, and suddenly in the middle of a tour, I got to replace a drummer or a piano player or something like that. That ruins the show. But it also makes it more difficult for them to perform the material properly. You don't just go up there and jam. You have to learn what you're doing. You memorize it. And you are prepared to deliver those performances of those songs under the most adverse circumstances. Being in this band is like being in the commandos. Your job is to go out and blow up the bridge. That's what it's all about. And I tell them that when they come in. And some guys still piddle around. You know, they go out on the road and they think, Frank won't find out. But, you know, they lose their jobs.
Yeah, but once upon a time, he did a lot of piddling around. Frank himself said, just a bunch of old men in their rock and roll clothes, sitting around the studio remembering what life used to be like. Well, sometimes it was pretty greasy, like that great old R&B stuff that he grew up on. So there you had juxtaposed with Frank, the ruthless band leader, and Blow Up the Bridge, and Precision, and the great, oh, we couldn't get out of here tonight without playing a little bit of Reuben and the Jets, a classic record that came out. Another anti-marketing scheme. Poor MGM. Didn't say anything. You didn't know it was Frank Zappa unless you read the fine print. Cartoon balloon on the cover of Reuben and the Jets, with one of the members saying, is this just another cruddy attempt for the Mothers of Invention to get their music played on the radio?
So thanks for hanging out with us. We've had a fine 6 hours of Mothers of Invention, the early band of Frank Zappa. Surrealist, Dadaist rock, rock and roller. Most of the stuff we heard tonight was from the 60s. And thanks for your calls. Phone number 503-231-8187. We love hearing from all those crazy Mothers fans. Yes, many of you of all ages, I'm happy to report. Okay, in 1967, at the Apostolic Studio that Zappa lived in New York City for a while, here's Zappa's notes about this. This is off of the Lost Episodes, and Zappa wrote the notes and collected lots of really fun things. This is another anthropological relic, courtesy of Frank Zappa's lurking tape recorder. This time from the, it's from the 1967 Garrick Theater period in New York. Listen as Frank and others employ breakfast rolls in an attempt to placate an irascible New York Police Department officer who sounds like Joe Pesci and at one point announces his spectacularly indecipherable name, responding to complaints of excessive noise. The studio was in a loft on 10th Street in New York. The woman downstairs was an actress in commercials, and she was constantly calling the police because she was not getting enough sleep so she could be fresh for those commercials. All Night John, who is one of the Inside the Piano voices on Lumpy Gravy, is one of the voices in this recording. Frank further noted a trace of irritation still in his voice after so many years that, quote, the dog was as loud as the music that got to her, and then added perfunctorily, the officer declined the buns.
Now, we don't come up here because we feel like walking 4 flights at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. We were up here last night. Now, for us, yes. For us to continually come up to this here place every night and not show no action other than saying, yes, we're correcting the condition, we look kind of bad. I mean, let's be honest. Now, if you had to give me any kind of recommendation or mark my work, you say, who the hell's kidding? No, this guy's a mistake. Every night, 3 to 4, 2 to 4, between those hours, you guys are 53 East 10th Street. What are you doing here every night? You mean you permit this condition to continue on without once giving a summons?
All right, your lawyer said to knock it off. We're putting ourselves over backwards with these people. Do you know what we're doing? Do you know what we're doing? All right. Well, this is, if we're up here once, we're up here 20 times. I know that little guy, like the guy in here, like a long-lost brother. Now, if we ever get called down, if this ever goes to a big explosion, and they say, officer, what did you do? Did you issue summonses? This is all in the record book, how many times we've been up here. This is all records. Mm-hmm. Now, if these people want to subpoena these records, they can subpoena these records, and they can find out how many times we've been. This is us alone. And they say, officer, what did you do? Warn them? You mean to tell me you were up here about 20 times, you never issued a summons?
There have been summonses.
Well, we never issued them.
How many summonses have you gotten for noise?
Me personally or the studio?
The studio.
Studio.
I don't know how many, but this
is gotten one.
One. And how many times have I... as I say, if I've been up here once, I've been up here 20 times already.
Hey, look. Stop it. Pack that stuff up. Stop making noise, you guys.
Well, who's in charge here at this studio?
He is. In charge.
In charge.
He's more or less in charge.
Are you in charge?
I don't run the studio.
Let me tell you one thing. You're in charge at this point.
Right.
My name is Patrolman Ralph Amin.
Here, have a bun.
That as of tonight...
Right.
You want a bun?
If I come back here, and every night that I do come back here, I don't care who says he's in charge, I'm going to issue a summons. And anybody thinks it's a great joke, we can all laugh in the court.
Yeah, use it.
But you have to put out one hit record by now, my goodness.
We have to. No, I mean, this is ridiculous.
Are you sure you don't want one of those breakfast rolls on your way down the stairs?
You better believe I don't want nothing.
Who gets the summons? Is it the
whoever is in charge at the time. He could say Joe Blow, I don't care what kind of a name he gives. Then if the courts decide that they want to know who he's taking orders from, they'll summons that person to court. That's all there is to it.
All right. Take care.
Right.
Okay.
Night night.
This is a special request. Hope you enjoy it.
I try to find. So blinded, how could I be blue just like the rest? You came on strong with your fast car and your glass ring, soft voice and your sad eyes. I fell for the whole thing. Hearts like they were nothing at all. I've done it too. Now I know just what it feels like. Just like I said, there's no regrets. Well, it's about time to close. I hope you've had as much fun as we have. Don't forget to Jam Session Sunday. Mandy Tension will be by. Play the xylophone tree. It's a lot of fun. Monday night, dance contest night. Cheers contest. Gonna give away peanut butter and jelly bologna sandwiches for all of you. It really has been fun. I hope we've played your requests, the songs you like to hear. Last call for alcohol. Drink it up, folks. Wonderful. Nice to see you, Bob. How's it going? How's the kids? Wonderful. Nice to see you. Yes. Oh, Bill Bailey? Oh, we'll get to that tomorrow night. Yeah. Caravan with a drum solo? Right. Yeah, we'll do that. Wonderful.
All right, break it up, folks. Last call for alcohol.
Yeah.
We got to get out of here. Bernice is putting the chairs on the tables. So we hope you enjoyed Mother's Night. This has been an unemployment production of The Outside World. Stay tuned for Swingin' Country here on 90.7 FM KBOO Portland. All right, drink up, folks. We got to get out of here.